I'm Steve Potter. This is St. Louis on the Air. St. Louis Ballet is celebrating Valentine's Day on Saturday and Sunday at the Two Hill with In It for Love, featuring work by artistic director Gen Horiuchi, Brian Enos of Big Muddy Dance Company, and by choreographer Christopher Dumois. St. Louis Ballet principal dancer Mackenzie Howe is part of In It for Love, which will feature some music from the Beatles. Hi, Mackenzie. Welcome to the program.
Hello, Steve. Thank you.
And you're going to be dancing to this Beatles classic, among others.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
While we're hearing this on stage, can you paint us a picture of what's happening?
Sure. So this is All You Need Is Love, and it's a wonderful song to start off with because it's very exciting. Everyone knows it. And so this particular piece, everyone is in, and we're running around, and everyone's partnering together, and everyone's getting intertwined, and you don't really quite know what's going to happen next, because everyone's just dancing all together.
Well, I've got to know. What happens next?
Well, then we separate into other different pieces. So you hear other songs like Blackbird, While My Guitar Gently Weeps.
Right. So, yeah, I think it's, I don't know, maybe half a dozen or more Beatles pieces.
Yes,
and you'll be dancing two or three of them at least, right?
Yep.
Well, St. Louis Ballet has and you've been there a few years, right? St. Louis Ballet has a history of celebrating all things romantic around Valentine's Day.
They do. Every year we try to have a performance right around Valentine's Day. And last year it was called Love is in the Air. This year it's called In It for Love. And it's just a great way to celebrate Valentine's Day.
Do you notice this is all couples in the audience?
It is, quite a bit.
Date night,
perfect,
right?
Perfect date, yes.
So let's talk what else is on the program. There's some new work by Gen, and I think also, by coincidence, he happens to be celebrating 15 years, I think,
he
with
does.
The company.
Yes, as a matter of fact. Yes, he's actually going to be performing in the piece. It's called Amor Mio, and he'll be performing with us in the piece as well, so
Can
you'll get to see him.
Talk a little bit about that one?
Yeah, so it starts, Gen is actually the lead, and so it's wonderful to see him perform because, I mean, he has such a resume, performed... was a principal dancer with New York City Ballet, has been on Broadway, so it's just an honor to see him dance, and so it's a big group piece.
So 15 years with the company, are you planning a party or something we should know about?
Not to my knowledge yet, but we'll see.
Let's talk about the two other choreographers, Brian Enos. We've met him a few times here on Cityscape. Mm-hmm. Of course, he's affiliated with the artistic director of Big Muddy Dance Company, and he's choreographed a contemporary piece?
Yes, it's called Bloom, and it is absolutely beautiful. It very much so... has a romantic feel to it. So it's perfect for this production.
And you've worked with him before?
I have.
Yeah.
Yes, I was actually in Bloom the original time in the world premiere.
So this program, it's a mixture of contemporary Beatles music and any other elements?
It is. It has everything you would ever want. It has just a huge variety, and so you'll find something that you'll love, definitely.
The other choreographer I'm not familiar with, tell me about him.
Christopher Dumois. He has quite an impressive resume. It was such an honor to be able to work with him. This was my first time working with him. And he is just a very organized choreographer, knows exactly what he wants, and always turns out wonderful and very interesting pieces.
And he's the one responsible for the segment Bedtime Stories that has all the Beatles music in it
we talked about.
Let's talk about that one a little bit more. That opens with All You Need, which was the music we just heard. And then there are people recognize most of them, Norwegian Wood.
Yes.
Blackbird. What are some of your favorites?
The one where I am showed the most is called While My Guitar Gently Weeps. And so that it's me along with three other gentlemen. And so it's a very exciting and kind of sassy piece, I guess you could say.
Well, tell me more about that one.
Yeah, so it starts off with just me. And so I do a little solo in the beginning. And then the men come in and the partnering is very complicated. It's very intertwined, which is fun. And I'm sure it's going to be a pretty big crowd pleaser.
Mm-hmm. So and other songs by the Beatles, Because, When I'm 64. Mm-hmm. And the entire cast, the final number in this segment is Imagine.
Yes, and that one, it's kind of neat because every different song has a different feel. And so When I'm 64 has a humorous flair to it. While Blackbird is very serious, it is very elegant, where Imagine we all come back together. And so it's just a really good finale, really good pulling everything together in the very end.
So Christopher Dumois is the guest choreographer for this. Can you tell me a little about him? I know that he comes from a family of dancers.
He does. Actually, his father is quite famous in the ballet world. He was a very, very well-known principal dancer with New York City Ballet. Mm-hmm. And then so Christopher followed in his footsteps, danced with New York City Ballet as well.
I wonder if Genn has worked with them in the past with that connection there.
Absolutely, yes. Yeah. I think that's why he brings him in.
And he sounds like a pretty versatile guy. I mean, he's choreographed also on Broadway.
Oh, yes. Yes, I actually think he was nominated for a Tony at one point. So, yes, very, very talented man.
What's it like to work with him? Is he a taskmaster?
He is, but he does it in such a way where it is very pleasant to work with. It's not nerve-wracking. He makes you feel incredibly comfortable, but still gets things done in a timely manner.
As a dancer, you ever intimidated somebody with a fancy resume?
Of course you are, yes, to a point. But generally, you know, with enough time working with them, the nerves slowly go away.
In It for Love begins with Bedtime Stories,
mm-hmm.
and then goes to Bloom.
Yes.
Then there's the intermission.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Are there any interesting costumes that sort of help set the mood, the romantic mood, or whatever you're trying to create?
There are. There are very many different costumes. Bedtime Stories in particular, it has a bedtime-themed costume, as you would expect. So it goes everything from, we start out actually in like long johns. And then and then there is some, you know, like the men will be in pajama pants at one point. So and in 64, they have like heart-patterned long pajama pants. So it kind of just all goes with the theme of Bedtime Stories.
We're talking with Mackenzie Howe. She's principal dancer with St. Louis Ballet, and In It for Love is Saturday evening and Sunday afternoon at the Two Hill. It's the St. Louis Ballet's next production. Speaking of romance,
mm-hmm.
I understand that Romeo and Juliet is your favorite ballet.
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely.
What does that do for you?
I don't know. I actually have not gotten the pleasure to dance it yet. So hopefully one day I will.
I've never seen the dance version of it. What's that like?
It's absolutely stunning. It's just so moving. It's so expressive. The music. The music gives me chills every time. And it's just, I don't know, there's something about that particular ballet that just touches me.
But you've never danced it?
I haven't. No, only seen it.
Maybe Genn could
right.
work something up for you, maybe?
We'll chat with him.
Tell me about your involvement with St. Louis Ballet. I know you're from the St. Louis area originally, but you went away. You danced in Houston, some other places.
Mm-hmm. So I grew up in St. Louis all throughout my life. And then my junior year of high school, so when I was about 17 years old, I moved to Houston. And I joined Houston's second company, which is like an apprentice company. I was there for a year. And then I came back and joined St. Louis Ballet. Mm-hmm. So I'm on my third season.
Well, for those that don't know, talk a little about the company. It's a professional company. I think there's something like 20 dancers.
There are.
Tell me a little bit about the makeup of it and what you think makes it unique.
Absolutely. So we are all extraordinarily talented dancers. And from all over the world. I mean, we have people from Slovakia, from Japan, and along with Oregon. So people from talented dancers from all over the world. And what I think makes it so special, it's a smaller company, but we really love one another and we really get along with one another and we root for each other. So I think it provides a good working place, and I think you can read that on stage.
Well, you know, we just had the Super Bowl. I always think of a dance troupe sort of like an athletic team.
Absolutely.
The camaraderie and thing is really important, how people get along.
Yes, and so that I think that shows in our performance.
What's in store for the rest of the year for St. Louis Ballet?
We have Swan Lake coming up. After In It for Love, that's our next production that we'll be working on.
Mm-hmm. I came across, we came across, an old article on you from the Arts and Education Council website, and it was about you when you were 17 and were, I guess, studying at the Alexandra Ballet, which is here in St. Louis.
Yes, sir.
And it was interesting that you seemed to do a lot of your high school homework in your mother's car.
I sure did. Yep, as we were driving to and from dance, because I lived in Arnold, and so Alexandra Ballet was in Chesterfield, so gotta use that time wisely. So, yep.
Yeah. How long did you do that?
I was at Alexandra Ballet for about 5 years, I believe.
And did you go 5 days a week
mm-hmm.
to practice?
Yep.
So that's like an hour and 20 minutes a day in the car.
Yep.
You evidently had the support of your family.
Right? 100%. They're always behind me no matter what.
And now, Alexandra Ballet, is that more of a school?
It is a school, yes. Pre-professional group, but they provided so many good opportunities for me to help me grow.
How long, Mackenzie, did you say you were with the Houston Ballet?
For a year.
Tell me what that experience was like and how rigorous that was for you. And was it challenging?
It absolutely was challenging. Probably the toughest year of my life. It was, we danced most weeks. We danced 6 days a week, which was very hard. And from about 9 a.m. to about 6:45 p.m. every day, with an hour lunch break. So it was very, very challenging, but also incredibly rewarding. We were able to do performances with the actual company, which was a wonderful experience. I learned so much from them and grew, I think, as not only a technical dancer, but as a performer, to be able to perform alongside of them and you know, have to step up to that standard. So it was very, very tough, but incredibly rewarding.
Did you always want to dance? And how did a little girl in Arnold, Missouri, you know, get into that? And what kind of opportunities are there?
Right. I started when I was 3. I don't really have a great story. My mom just asked me if I wanted to dance, and I said yes. But so I did every type of dance all growing up, jazz, tap, modern, ballet, all of it. But then when I turned about 13, I became incredibly passionate about ballet. So that is when I moved to Alexander Ballet to focus more and prominently on ballet, to really hone into that. And then from there, the rest is history.
And how do you enjoy the dance scene here in St. Louis? And do you guys tour much?
We don't. I mean, we have before, but it's mainly in the Missouri area. So not quite, but hopefully maybe in the next few years we'll be able to. But yeah, I think the dance scene is really improving in St. Louis. It's still small, but hopefully it'll keep growing.
St. Louis Ballet presents In It for Love. There are 2 performances, Saturday, February 13th. That's tomorrow at 8 p.m. And then on Sunday afternoon at 2, if you'd like more information, go to stlpublicradio.org/St. Louis on the air. And there is a dinner option on the Saturday evening. What can you tell us about that?
There is. So you can go to twohill.org and order tickets, buy tickets for this dinner. And so you can have great food, good drinks, and you can mingle with other audience members that are trying to celebrate the Valentine's Day holiday.
Well, we're going to go out with a little Beatles music, and this is While My Guitar Gently Weeps, and that's one of the pieces that you are featured in.
Yes,
correct?
Sir. Mm-hmm.
And so as we go out, just let me ask you this, Mackenzie Howe. In It for Love, what does that mean to you?
Well, to me, that kind of reflects the way that I feel about dance in general. I absolutely love this profession, and I feel extraordinarily lucky to wake up every single day and do what I love. Not many people can say that, so I'm in this career for love, definitely.
Mackenzie Howe, St. Louis Ballet, thanks for being here today.
Thank you, Steve.
Monday on St. Louis on the Air, Don Marsh will be back with his legal roundtable panel of experts addressing current issues pertaining to the law. Archived versions of past St. Louis on the Air programs are available for download or podcast at stlpublicradio.org/stlonair. St. Louis on the Air is produced by Mary Edwards, Alex Hoyer, and Kelly Moffitt, with production assistance from Aaron Dorr, Valita Brown, and Spencer Reed. The executive producer is Robert Peterson. Arts and culture programming on St. Louis on the Air is funded in part by the Arts and Education Council of Greater St. Louis, the Regional Arts Commission, and the Missouri Arts Council, a state agency. I'm Steve Potter. Thanks for joining us today. St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU.